Head lice in children have been treated for years with lotions, creams, and shampoos, but lice are getting wise, becoming resistant to all of them. Now, in a study in the New England Journal of Medicine, researchers report that a tablet taken by mouth may be an alternative when standard treatments fail. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
To say lice have been around a long time is something of an understatement, according to pediatrician Barb Frankowski.
They found head lice in mummies. Egyptian mummies.
Thousands of years ago, and they're still here. In large part, Frankowski says, because like most bugs, they evolve faster than the substances developed to kill them. And lice are definitely bugs, she says. An adult louse is about the size of a sesame seed.
If you look at it under the microscope, it looks like a little insect. You can see its mouth and its little legs, and you can actually tell if you're that good at it under the microscope whether it's a male or a female.
And the eggs that hatch, called nits, are extremely sturdy, sticking to the hair shaft, sort of like glue. Like a mosquito, lice survive by sucking blood. Only human blood, by the way. They don't like cats, dogs, or inanimate objects. For years, shampoos, cream rinses, and lotions that contain insecticides have killed off the lice. But that's changing, says Frankowski, who helped develop guidelines for pediatricians who treat lice. Lice have become resistant to treatment, she says, and that's why researchers from Europe looked at a powerful oral medication, which is now used to treat certain parasites in people, as well as worms in horses and dogs. Dermatologist Olivier Chosidov headed the study with patients whose lice weren't eradicated by topical treatments. He compared the drug ivermectin, which attacks the central nervous system of lice, to the prescription lotion malathion.
The lice are blood suckers.
So they absorb the ivermectin when they're feeding on blood. The drug is toxic to their central nervous system. Ivermectin is used once to kill off the lice and then about a week later to kill off any eggs. Chosidov, who has worked for various drug companies as a consultant, found ivermectin 10% more effective than the lotion. It was 95% successful in killing the hard-to-treat lice. The findings are promising, says pediatrician Cindy DeVore, who works with schools helping them treat children with lice.
But what we don't want to do is to jump in immediately using a very good, potentially stronger or more effective treatment when a lesser drug might do the same job. We don't want to bring out the big guns because we do not want head lice to develop resistance to ivermectin.
Ivermectin has not been approved by the FDA to treat head lice. European researchers agree with Dr. DeVore that if the drug is used in the U.S., it should be used only after shampoos, cream rinses, and prescription lotions have failed. And even though the study found no serious side effects, some health experts worry that because ivermectin works by destroying the nervous system of lice, it could be potentially harmful to people. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.